Coming soon to a runway near you, the new Eclipse 550 Very Light Jet. American says its bankruptcy course is set without U.S. Airways. And the NBAA still believes in innocent until proven guilty. This is Aero News for Thursday, April 26, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has awarded a production certificate, number 550, to Eclipse Aerospace, paving the way for production of the new Eclipse 550 twin-engine jet. Representatives from the FAA presented the production certificate to Kerry Winter, Senior Vice President of Eclipse Aerospace, at a ceremony held Wednesday at Eclipse's Albuquerque headquarters. A production certificate allows a company to manufacture aircraft and parts in conformance with FAA-approved type design, and is only granted when the FAA has determined that the organization's manufacturing processes and quality systems comply with all federal regulations. Winters said, quote, "This was a great effort by our quality engineering, production, supply chain, and facilities teams. We also appreciate the professionalism and dedication of the FAA MIDO demonstrated throughout this initiative, and look forward to advancing the Eclipse 550 aircraft to full-scale production," end quote. The new model Eclipse 550 twin-engine jet is built upon the same proven Eclipse 500 platform, but offers systems upgrades, including auto throttles, synthetic vision, enhanced vision, and a redundant flight management system. First deliveries are expected in mid-2013. Top management at AMR Corporation released a letter to its employees Tuesday saying that the recent non-binding agreements made between Americans labor unions and U.S. Airways have no real effect on the company's bankruptcy proceedings or business decisions. The letter from Chairman and CEO Thomas Horton said that the company plans to, quote, "proceed on our path toward a successful restructuring of American," end quote. He said that the actions of U.S. Airways are not binding on AMR or the unions in any way. Horton said the company was not considering a merger at this time and that the company will be pursuing necessary modifications to collective bargaining agreements which are currently underway. The letter was posted in its entirety by USA Today. Thanks to the work of NBAA and a coalition of aviation associations, the NTSB is working to revise several regulations dealing with the board's review of emergency certificate actions taken by the FAA. The effort is part of a notice of proposed rulemaking issued in February, following on to an advanced NPRM issued in 2010. A central issue then and now is the NBAA's concern that the NTSB assumes FAA allegations against a pilot to be true during emergency proceedings, a reversal of the American precept of being innocent until proven guilty. The safety board explained that law judges can consider additional evidence submissions related to the emergency determination, but NBAA believes that the requirement for NTSB to assume that FAA allegations are true is still a major problem. While the February 2012 NPRM makes note of many of the comments received during the 2010 process, it does not change the assumption of truth requirements. Although work still remains, NBAA is happy to see the NTSB taking action based on the association's initiative. The safety board will now review the industry comments to the NPRM and begin work on a final rule. 7 months after the most recent test flight of DARPA's hypersonic HTV-2, the secretive agency has released the results of its investigation as to why it went down in the ocean. DARPA says a gradual wearing away of the vehicle's skin as it reached stress tolerance levels was expected, but larger than anticipated portions of the vehicle's skin peeled away from its frame, and the resulting gaps created strong, impulsive shockwaves around the vehicle as it traveled at nearly 13,000 miles per hour, causing the vehicle to roll abruptly. The vehicle was initially able to right itself. Eventually, however, the severity of the continued disturbances finally exceeded the vehicle's ability to recover. Moving forward, DARPA says it will apply what it learned in this test flight to improve future efforts. At that speed, the vehicle could travel from L.A. to New York in just over 12 minutes. On the surface, it seems like rental cars are more important than general aviation airplanes at Long Beach Airport in California. But the airport management is making sure that it does what it can to hang on to its general aviation business. The bad news is FBO Millionaire North, Inc. is being displaced by the construction of a rental car hub, according to a report in the Long Beach Business Journal. The good news is that the airport's management has committed to building a new facility for Millionaire North, and while there has not been a new site identified as yet, the FBO has been offered a short-term lease while a site is found and the facility constructed. The FBO currently has about 100 tie-downs, 36 T-hangers, and other hangar, shop, and office facilities. It also has a 200,000-gallon bulk fuel facility. Kevin McAkern, the secretary of the Long Beach Airport Association, said the airport has already lost a lot of GA business due to the recession, and that the new FBO needs to be at a prime location with the same capacity and competitive prices. A JetBlue flight lands safely following a bird strike. Enterprise is go for launch. And could this be the land of the Jedi? Details on these stories when AeroNews continues.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, April 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Florida-bound JetBlue flight returned and made a safe emergency landing at suburban Westchester County Airport after it struck two geese just after takeoff Tuesday night. JetBlue Flight 571 was carrying 54 passengers and four crew when the Embraer E190 took off for West Palm Beach around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The New York Post quotes a Flight 571 pilot as saying to air traffic controllers shortly after the plane took off, quote, "We got to come back. We hit two big geese," end quote. CBS News quoted a passenger as saying after the flight, quote, "It was obvious we hit something. The plane kept swerving from left to right," end quote. The JetBlue bird strike comes less than a week after a Los Angeles-bound Delta Airlines flight made an emergency landing at JFK Airport after striking a bird, and Vice President Biden had to deplane and seek alternate transportation after Air Force Two reported a bird strike in California last week. Bird strikes, of course, have been in the media spotlight since the 2009 Miracle on the Hudson water landing. In that incident, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger safely landed U.S. Airways Flight 1549 on the Hudson River after that aircraft lost power in both engines upon hitting a flock of geese after takeoff from LaGuardia. Spirit AeroSystems' Wichita, Kansas facility has returned to full operations since sustaining structural damage as a result of a tornado on April 14th. Operations were suspended for a week through the 22nd to ensure the safety of employees, evaluate damage, and initiate plans for systematically bringing production back online. All employees returned to work on April 23rd. NASA managers, in coordination with Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum officials, are tentatively targeting Friday, April 27th, for the ferry of Space Shuttle Enterprise from Washington Dulles International Airport to John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York. Managers shifted the flight from Wednesday to Friday because of a large region of low pressure dominating the East Coast. The weather is predicted to be more favorable on Friday. NASA's 747 shuttle carrier aircraft, with Enterprise mounted atop, will fly at a relatively low altitude over various parts of the New York City metropolitan area. The aircraft is expected to fly near a variety of landmarks, including the Statue of Liberty and Intrepid. After the flyover is complete, the SCA will land at JFK. Enterprise will then be moved to the flight deck of the Intrepid several weeks later, where it will be on exhibit to the public starting this summer. George Lucas launched his Star Wars fantasy with the words, "A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away." Now, a group of Japanese astronomers said Wednesday they had found a cluster of galaxies 12.72 billion light-years away from Earth, which they claim is the most distant cluster ever discovered. Using a powerful telescope based in Hawaii, the team peered back through time to a point just 1 billion years after the Big Bang, the birth of the universe. The discovery was jointly made by researchers from the state-run Graduate University of Advanced Studies and the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan using the Subaru telescope in Hawaii. They found a protocluster of galaxies, which is expected to help scientists understand the structure of the universe and how galaxies developed. The study is to be published in the Astrophysical Journal of the United States. It should be noted, researchers using NASA's Hubble Space Telescope have previously announced the discovery of a possible cluster of galaxies around 13.1 billion light-years from Earth, but that has not yet been confirmed. So, until the dispute is settled, we'll simply close with those well-known interstellar greetings, live long and prosper, and may the Force be with you. Until next time, I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.